I guess I'm eager to start the weekend, helping you to plan that weekend. We've got a great event up in East Lansing we want to let you know about, and it is led by one of our favorite guys. Let's welcome in the Michigan State University men's head basketball coach, Tom Izzo, as he prepares for the fifth annual Izzo Legacy Run, Walk, Roll. That's a mouthful, coach. We're also joined by Steve Courtney. Tom, good morning.
That was a mouthful. I didn't think you were going to get all that out.
you've covered everything. I guess motorized vehicles not welcome, but you can run, you can walk, or you can roll, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're going to put one more on that for next year when we get Courtney out to do it. The last one will be push. just on a bed with wheels, and I'm going to push
it. A gurney.
You know what, Tom? I was going to say
roll and push.
I was going to say how ironic this conversation is because, as fate would have it, I just got done with my usual 6 mile run. So, you know, you're not buying that?
How was the dream?
great cause there, Tom. Tell us all about it.
You know, guys, my wife and daughter started it. I just thought that we should be doing more in this community, and I don't know, I think we support 12 or 13 charities, and you know, you support some in money, but by being involved in this, it also brings awareness, and you know, maybe in Ellie's place, somebody wants to give to that. You have a chance to give where you want to give, and it's been really cool. It's grown from 2,000, it's up over 5,000 runners now, and we've got, I forgot how many, 4 countries, but I think we got 39 states, and people have flown in, you know, just enjoy the weekend. We put it around spring ball so that they could see the game too. And I don't know, it's going to be kind of cool, I guess. But I, as a lot of things I do, I get credit for things that other people do the work on. Now, I am doing a little bit here today. It'll be a busy day tomorrow morning, but for the most part, I give my wife, my daughter, all the volunteers a lot of credit. As Jamie knows, behind every good man, there's probably a better woman, right, Jamie?
That's my motto in life. Yeah. Are you going to run all the way to the football stadium and watch a spring game after?
Well, yeah, what we do is it's kind of cool because we'll start the race off, and the run is one time, and the walk, and then the roll starts it off. Or wheelchairs and everything, and it's pretty cool, and we have our players out there, and the president's running in it, and Jonathan will be there, and then the tradition went, even when D'Antonio was here, that at the end they finish right in Spartan Stadium and can walk around the stadium. They'll be, you know, they'll be up on the big board, and then I take some pictures with some guys and ladies, and it's just kind of a way to meet a new 5,000 people. And I got to admit, it's grown bigger and better than I ever thought it would. But it's when I see some of the different charities that are there, it just makes you realize, as you guys do a lot there at WJR, and how many people need us. And at the end of the day, what you do for others is probably what your legacy is really about, not how many games you win or
yeah,
things you do, but players you change, and people in this case you change.
You know, Coach, the race offers various distances and activities. You got the signature 5K run walk, you got the 5K roll, and the kids sprint. So you got so many diverse options that really contribute to the inclusivity and the accessibility of the event.
You know, that's a very good thing to say, and you know, it's going to be a little embarrassing too that I heard Steve did sign up, but he went to the kids one, and that big body is going to look foolish with a bunch of 7-year-olds over on the track. But hey, we'll take his money whatever way we can get it. But you're so right. We have the kids one is maybe special. We got medals for everybody, and you should see the medals for the kids. It's really cool. I mean, I give my family credit. They did a lot of work over these years, and gonna be a special day. I'm looking forward to it.
It's the 50-yard walk that's got my attention, and
is there a fridge at the end?
Right.
Chances are better than that. Guy, you know me all too well. Coach, let's talk about what Jonathan Smith has going on. First year football Spartan head coach, leading the team into the Spartan Stadium for the spring showcase. Starts at 2 o'clock. I'm very excited about his presence. The accounts coming out of the previous 14 spring practices has been very optimistic.
Well, I think it has. I've been over for a few of them in between all this work we got to do now at this time of year. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, I've looked at the quarterback, who a lot of people have talked about, and seems to be every bit as big as the billing. You know, it's a little hard with those down linemen to see everything, but I do like Jonathan. I do like what he's doing. I think he's got a really good staff. The new facility helps some. Yeah, there's a lot of optimism, upbeat, and, you know, the president was over there the other day. I really like Kevin. I think, be honest with you guys, I think we got a lot of things heading in the right direction. And Jonathan and I now got to catch our women's gymnastic team and our hockey team.
Wow.
So that gives us a little incentive to continually move forward.
Well, Coach, you said you're really busy this year. Are you hitting the portal?
Well, you know, you got to be aware of the portal. I'm not doing like some of these teams. There's teams in our league getting 7-8 guys, which means they're really dissing some people they had. It's the craziest time. Yesterday was a crazy day with a couple kids from Wisconsin leaving, and I'm amazed what's happened. But for the most part, I just left my guys in the weight room, and I like the direction we're going. I think Jaden Akins is going to have a big year. He looks as good as I've seen him. And, you know, we forget we had the kid, Jeremy Beers, who, you know, was really playing well till he got injured there.
Oh, and right.
So I like the direction we're headed. You know, nobody – I don't know if anybody knows who's going to be on anybody's team right now. But I bet you one thing that's good about the portal – three of you would like to put the fourth member of your team in the portal at JR, and that's Steve. So, you know.
This is the roast of Steve Courtney.
If there was a vote, I'm sure it would probably go that way, Coach. But I think it's going to be, quite frankly, the summer of Izzo, because you realize you don't have to face Zach Edey next year.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that kid is you know, I think somebody said it best. I think it was Danny Hurley from UConn. You know, that is a generational player. You know, they don't come around every year. And what you got to do to combat him and how it affects other guys, you just can't imagine. But just think of a guy for all of you walking around 7'4". I mean, that's a foot or more, 2 feet more than some of you probably. And, and then 310, 20, who knows? I don't know what the scale really tells you. But a big fella. And I love Zach, and I love Matt and the program, but I'm sure as hell glad he's gone.
I know you are.
So what are you guys doing?
I thought it was the end of the segment. Well, you know, I got questions if you want them.
I guess it is, but we're going to – Tom, we'll bid you goodbye. Have a wonderful walk, run, roll, and the new
and push.
And push. The new push feature. Have a great time at that spring football game. That'll be a lot of fun.
Well, guys, you know, it is kind of the end of the season, but I told you, anytime you want me on when you got nothing to do and there's no great sports out, I'm always a phone call away. I appreciate, you know, the whole year, what you do for all of us up here in East Lansing. And don't forget about us. If you start now, by next year, I think you'll handle the push very well.
I'm going to work on it, Tom. You got my word on that. Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much for everything.
Thanks, Steve.
Magnum TI, just a reminder that this conversation with the man himself, brought to you by the hardworking men and women at Bill Brown Ford. You know, my good friend Matt Garko and his team are stacking wins each and every day. Drive with the champions at Bill Brown Ford. Shop their TrueView inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. You fine folks have a great weekend.
You too.
You as well.
Automotive Views now with Jamie Butters, brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Learn more at MichiganBusiness.org.
Auto sales reporting used to be a pretty straightforward process. Brands would tally up the sales booked by their U.S. dealers each month and publish them so everyone could see how the industry was doing and which companies are winning or losing. But then Tesla rocked the boat. It reported only quarterly instead of monthly, and it included all of its global sales, not just those in the U.S. Soon, all of the norms were blown up. GM and Stellantis now report U.S. sales only on a quarterly basis. Jaguar Land Rover reports North America results, but not U.S. sales. The latest irritating innovation comes from Mercedes-Benz USA, which has taken to reporting its wholesales, the factory output that gets sold to dealers, not retail sales to actual customers. The company explains that its purpose is to better align with financial filings, but what shareholders don't get to see is whether consumers are buying the vehicles. And in the end, that's what really counts. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.